It's episode 67. Today we've got plugins to help you with advertising, newsletters, posts, slides, and Twitter. Coming at you next on WordPress Plugins A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with nearly 20,000 WordPress plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch in this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Welcome back to another fun-filled show. And yes, we have some new intro music. Thank you much, Marcus.
Yeah, we're kicking it off with a little rock in our spirit this week. And you guys can look forward to some pretty cool improvements to the show here coming up. And, you know, we've got some more listener feedback to this show and a lot of great plugins. So stay tuned.
Lots is going to be happening. And who knows? I may even adapt to it. But you know how it goes. I've been hanging on to this show for almost 2 years now, so I guess some things have to be changed, even if I got to do it kicking and screaming.
Come on, John, let it go.
It's hard sometimes. You know, you gotta let some things rant for even if they're for no apparent reason whatsoever besides stupidity. How's that? So what have we got this week? Well, I don't really have much out there. I do have one minor shout-out, and that's going out to Tyler. Sent me an email today asking me some questions. I fired it back to him, so we'll see how it goes. Thanks, Tyler, for the for email, and hopefully we can help you solve what you're looking for. It's just questions about a plugin he had.
Cool. And I'd like to say hello and give a shout-out to all of our Australian listeners out there. We're getting a lot of Australian activity on SpeakPipe, which is what you can find at our site, wppluginsa2z.com. So hopefully all of you out there will participate as well. But hi to all the Aussies listening from down under.
Yes, we seem to be getting quite a bit of action out there. And here we go with a couple of listener feedbacks. And first one coming up is from David, who was on the last show asking us a question. And he has a bit of a response back too on it for us. And here we go.
Hi guys, it's David here again from Perth. Thank you for looking at my question for me on the show. I appreciate the time. Guess what? I think I may have got to at least 80% of what I need, and I thought it might be good to let you know what the plugin is. Check out a plugin called Listyo Files. That's Listyo Files, Listyo Files. Very, very interesting plugin. It's been around for a while, lots of downloads, but I didn't know about it until literally just about an hour or two ago. Check it out. Really, really interesting. Thank you very much again for your time. Appreciate it. You're doing a great job. Have fun. Bye.
All right.
Excellent. Well, thanks, David. We appreciate you getting back to us and letting us know what you found. And that does look like an interesting plugin to go check out and see what it does.
Yeah, we're going to give that a full evaluation, and we'll bring that on a show to come.
Yep. Sometime down the road. Now, we have one more coming up, and this one looks like it was the biggest inspiration for the change into it. Have a listen, folks.
Hi guys, I really enjoy listening to your podcast, learning about the new plugins without having to try them and mess up my own site. I've just got to say, you could really do with some better taste in music. It's absolutely shocking. This is Tim from cctvdesign.com.au in Australia. Thank you.
Thanks, Tim. We appreciate that. Like I say, give us the feedback, good, the bad, the ugly. I'd play it all.
Absolutely shocking.
God, love Australia, though. We appreciate the fact that we're getting lots and lots of play down there. And Tim, well, let us know what you think about the new intro. Marcus put some heart and soul into that, it sounds like. You've done a great job. So, We're glad to hear that folks are listening to us all around the globe, and we continue to bring this to you. I do this show mainly because I like doing it, and I like digging up new plugins. And I seem to have found myself a few this week, which will be nice and interesting for folks.
Yeah, but until we get there, let's talk about what's going on in the world of WordPress news. I've got something that I'm going to put in the show notes here. Very, very interesting graphic. It's an infographic put on by the people over at Yoast.com. And have you seen this yet, John?
Oh, yeah. I saw that this last week and meant to put it in there, and then I saw you'd already stuffed it in the show notes for us.
Yeah, so we're looking at, as of March 2012, WordPress is on 72.4 million different websites around the globe.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, there have been 98 version releases of WordPress. In 2011, WordPress was responsible for 14.7 of the top million websites in the entire world. That's astounding.
Yes, and it's also approximately 48% of the top million websites. That's what you just said. For some reason, my brain is lost. Yeah, WordPress keeps growing, which is very nice. It just keeps moving forward. And a lot of this growth, if you look at that infographic, a lot of this growth has been happening since WordPress 3.0.
Mm-hmm. You know, that was a big, big, big leap in what it is that it could do. And just even in the sheer volume of the amount of plugins that there are out there, there's nearly 20,000, as we say in the intro. There's only really one way to navigate all of that. With all of this new WordPress activity that's growing by leaps and bounds, it's shows like ours. So, not to toot our own horn here, John, but we're kind of the pioneers of this little frontier here.
Yeah, let's keep tooting our own horn. I love tooting my own horn, but yeah, it's literally doubled the amount of plugins since I started this show almost 2 years ago. Because when I started this show, there was just under 10,000 plugins.
Mm-hmm.
And it's literally doubled in that time period. So it's growing exponentially. And of course, the biggest thing I see happening with WordPress over the next couple of years is the rise of the premium plugin, much like the rise of the premium theme.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, with the premium plugin, you're going to need a lot more support. You're going to need a lot more people getting involved in the developers. And, that's really the name of the game as far as making any money in WordPress and getting the things that you want that you can deliver to your clients. That's the way to do it.
That's it. You know, that's WordPress is a wonderful program, and it's a wonderful way to actually there's been some other stats in there showing the number of people that are employed doing something involving WordPress. So people that make their living with WordPress in one way or another, either developing, supporting it, building websites, creating plugins, creating themes, hosting it. It's WordPress has offered up a tremendous section of the industry.
Absolutely. And we're happy to bring the show and let you know about all the latest developments.
And while we're at it, don't forget, folks, go there and give us some reviews. Keep this show going. Get the show up in the top popular zone.
Yeah, you could do that at Blueberry. You can do that at iTunes in the App Store. You can, check us out there. We do appreciate it no matter where you are around the globe. Please go to your local iTunes and make sure that you give us a nice review in 5 stars or whatever you want to give us as far as a rating. But if you're going to tell us the music sucks, just please do it in SpeakPipe.
Yeah. Put anything you dislike in SpeakPipe. We'll play it for you. Anyway, so what we got? We got some plugins this week. I've got a couple extras this week because I seem to be prolific this week building some websites. So
nice.
See what we got here, and this is something you can work on your next piece.
Oh, intro startup music. Here comes the plugins.
There you go. Here comes the plugins. All right, so first off this week, I've got advertising plugin. And for some reason, I needed to review advertising plugins for a couple of different sites this week, so I went and checked out some new ones that I'd heard about and some ones that were been hanging around for a while. So right off the bat, we've got one called Ad Injection. And Ad Injection, relatively recently updated, downloaded 129,000 times, done by Review My Life. And what it does is it allows you to inject any kind of advertisement or content, AdSense, Amazon, ClickBank, into existing content of your WordPress posts and pages. You can control the adverts based on the post length. It can restrict who sees the adverts by visitor, referrer, and IP address. So those are many different features for setting it up. When I set it up, I did find it to be a very robust plugin for managing ads. It was geared toward using using codes like AdSense, and that then say uploading your own images and have it a general ad for you. It does have a nice interface, but it does take time to configure it up and learn your way around. It's fairly complex, but performs well. So all in all, I found it to be pretty decent. I did like the way it injected the ads into the content in different spots of the content, which will work fairly nice for one of my clients who their site is solely about content. And we're trying to vary the positioning of the ads and the content to try and improve the click-through on it. So that's all I've got on that one. Oh, I rated it 4 dragons, so...
Didn't mean to step on your rating there. That's all
right. I almost slipped a rating. Yeah, gave it a 4 dragon rating. It mainly because it took a lot of time to get it all configured up.
Yeah, I like the fact that you can split test stuff and do a lot of rotation. So I'm definitely going to check that out. And even the restrictions and such is a good way to go. So that's my wheels are spinning right now just hearing about that plugin. So yeah. I'm definitely going to take a look at that one tonight.
All right, so you're up.
So I have one that is pretty interesting, actually. It's called UpPosts, and what it does is it displays upcoming posts in a sidebar to tease your readers. Now, they can't click on it. They can't do anything, but it lets them know what it is that you're about to talk about. So it's just a widget in your sidebar that allows you to display the upcoming posts. It creates anticipation, and it gets your reader to come back, knowing that they've got something, you know, to come back to. So you have options to choose the number of upcoming posts to display, whether you want to show scheduled posts that you've already published to be sent out in the future, or you can actually have it to do drafts or both. And you can also include a link to have them sign up to a newsletter. Now, it's pretty good, except it's kind of scary about the drafts thing. For some reason, when I said don't do drafts, it still did drafts. So that's something that I'm not quite sure if I want to keep that in there. But anyway, I gave this one a 4 out of 5. I thought it was pretty good functionality, and I'd really not seen anything like this previously.
Excellent. Does look a little interesting. Not certain where I'd use it just yet, but who knows?
Yeah.
All right. Next one I've got coming up here. This is another one for dealing with ads in your sidebar, and it's called Ad Squares Widget. Its main purpose, of course, is for 125 by 125 ad squares. And I did play with it a bit and managed to make it do a couple of other things that it probably wasn't originally designed for. So anyway, it allows you to create either 2 squares, 4 squares, 6 squares, and stack them on top of each other. And I think it goes up to 10, which would be a pretty long stack. Most folks usually do about 4 125 by 125 ads. It's kind of old. It's, you know, 285 days old. It's almost a year old, and been downloaded 72,000 times. Pretty decent in its shape. What I found with it, pretty easy to set up. You install it, simply add the widget to your sidebar, and you configure the number of ads you want, and it puts extra boxes in there in the widget for you. And then you just plug your code right into the ad. What I needed here was I needed 120 by 200 ads. I needed two of them side by side. And it worked great for configuring it to 120 by 200 instead of 125 by 125. So it was kind of nice on that aspect. But the one thing I noticed, much like the previous plugin, is that a lot of these ad injection plugins are designed simply to take code from somebody, either AdSense or somebody else. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to, you know, what I tend to do for myself and even some of my client sites is I run my own OpenX ad server. And it makes it much easier to run the ad server when I got to change out ads by just plugging in the one-time code and then go to the OpenX and change out the ads as a needed basis. Versus like this plugin here, you'd have to remember to go into the widgets and change out your code to change out the ad. Plus, you don't get no tracking when you do it that way. Whereas the OpenX ad server provides the tracking for you. So anyway, back to the plugin. The plugin was pretty decent, set up nice. It displays very nicely. It allows you to set the distance between the ads, how many pixels between the ads, how they're going to do, so you can actually fit them properly into your sidebar, make it nice and smooth. All in all, you know, because of no apparent reason, I gave it 4 dragons. Pretty decent plugin, though.
How do you, when you configure this, do you did you have to do any crazy fangled PHP editing or anything like that?
Nothing special. Nothing special. It was pretty decent, pretty straightforward.
And I have a slight...
Go ahead. I think the main reason I just gave it 4 dragons is because of the fact that it's there's no tracking, no nothing to it. So.
Okay. The next one I have, I'm always on the lookout for the ultimate slider. You know, that thing in the the header near the header of your site.
Oh yeah, tons of those.
Those things by. So this one's simply called slides, and this is probably the most simplistic and probably elegant looking slider I've really ever seen. It's slideshow plugin for jQuery that's built pretty much with simplicity in mind. It's got a lot of features that both the novice and advanced developers can create elegant and user-friendly slideshows. So it's basically, it's within articles you can use this, as well as within the theme itself. So you can make a slideshow within a post and use this.
Really?
Yeah. It doesn't mess with any, it's just short code.
That'd be interesting.
So it doesn't goof around with anything else. So I was even thinking, boy, wouldn't that be something if you could kind of make maybe not so much of a wide slide, but maybe something that's like around 300 by 300 that could be used in context within an article. So you're kind of putting a slideshow of other content on your site within the content itself, which that's what all the big time newspapers and magazine sites and such are doing with a lot of their, you know, celebrity slideshows or whatever it is they're doing. So I thought this would be a pretty good one to try out, and I tried it, and it rocks. So it just came out. It had less than 100 downloads as of a couple days ago. Now, the one thing that I was able to tweak by messing around with the plugin was that it did say that it was stuck at 570 by 270 for a resolution, but I didn't find that to be the case. It was pretty easy to modify it, just based on putting the right images in there. So it seemed pretty good to me. But then again, I don't, you know, maybe I've done something.
It sounds like something that might be a little difficult for some clients, though, that aren't always understanding the image sizing.
I would definitely not use this for client-level people. I would make this something that's more part of a fixture of a site, you know, an About Us page or something like that. But it's definitely pretty cool to use. Gave it a 4 out of 5.
Excellent. Nice. It does sound interesting. All right. So what have I got next here? I've got one more advertising plugin. And this one here is called Quick AdSense 1.9. It's similar to the first one I covered in that it does a injection of your ads. This one's pretty old, you know, 312 days. Been downloaded a 250,000 times. And what I found with it, they've got this one here is a really complex plugin. It offers numerous places for displaying ads. You can display up to a maximum of 10 ads on a page. Not good if you're running Google Ads. They only allow you 3. But if you're running multiple types of other ads, this could allow you to add more ads in there. But of course, more ads doesn't mean more money. Keep that in mind. It also allows, and I couldn't get it to do it, but in one of their screenshots, they showed a spot where it had buttons that would appear in your editor, and you click the button, and you'd get the ad. Because what you do is you drop the code into AdBlock 1, AdBlock 2, AdBlock 3, AdBlock 4, and it does the same thing for the sidebar. It has 10 blocks that you would drop the ad code into. And you could use these buttons when you're creating a post and say, right here, I want ad block 3, if you can remember what's in ad block 3 anyway, which is kind of nice on that aspect. But the other problem I noticed is for the sidebars, because it uses only one block at a time, it allows you to only place one ad at a time. So it's not any good if you're trying to put ads side by side. It's only good for stacking them up in the sidebar and in separate blocks. You can also assign the ads to specific paragraphs. And the one nice thing I did find with it, though, was that you could enable or disable ads to appear on the home page and on other pages. So you can do a lot of serious tweaking throughout this thing. So all in all, you know, a pretty decent plugin, pretty robust. It could probably do with some cleaning up and ease of functionality use. Not something that I would actually use myself, because there was just too much going on in it, and keeping track of everything would have been a whole lot of extra work. So I gave it a 3 Dragon rating because of that. A lot of extra work there on it. Other than that, yeah, Halfway decent.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of extra work.
No, you know? Neither am I.
Yeah.
I like to put plugins in and be able to forget them, except when it's time to hit the update button.
Yeah, we could rename the show the Lazy Plugin Show, and it would work, because, you know, we started out, when you and I started the show, kind of in a co-host basis here. Yeah. That was one of the niches. Oh, yeah, we'll bring you lazy plugins maybe one of these days. And it seems like we have this recurring theme of, we really don't want to do anything. So, yeah, people out there, you're going to love this next one. You ready for this, John? Yeah. You big Twitter fan? You big Twitter fan?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm a decent Twitter fan anyway.
All right. This is called Mini Twitter Feed. And what it does is it allows you to embed your Twitter feed or the feed from your favorite users on your WordPress blog. So I'm sure you've seen, I don't know, go to like Entertainment Tonight or some of those celebrity rag TV shows, and they'll see, you know, you'll have like Britney Spears' Twitter next to Lady Gaga's tweet, next to Justin Bieber's tweet, next to, you know, whatever, in this like cool little sidebar kind of console thing. And I've always really kind of wanted to do that,
right?
And never quite could figure out how, and I did find it with this. So this not only lets you pick a user, which would be, you know, like yourself, if you wanted to do it on your own website or a company that you're working for or something like that. You could do that, or you could also take a list of yours or a list of anybody. So let's just say, for example, the example that I was using this for, I was setting up a sports blog kind of shop with the players of a professional basketball team.
Right.
So I went to that particular sports team's Twitter account, and then they have a list that has all their players. So I just subscribed this mini Twitter feed widget to the players list, and all of a sudden all their tweets are being shown up on the sidebar.
Nice.
So I gave this one a 5 out of 5. Yeah, it rocks.
Let's see if that actually comes through. I've been listening to the last couple of shows, and for some reason that wasn't coming through.
Oh, okay. Well, hopefully we heard it. But if you're looking for lazy, this is the one.
Excellent. I like that. Okay, and this final one I've got here today, this one came about as I was getting ready to launch a website today, and I was looking at another newsletter plugin just to see if I could find one that would do what I wanted to do a lot easier. Like MailPress had been my standard for some time, but lately it's just not been doing the job I wanted it to do, and it was getting a little bit more of a pain to send out a newsletter. So this one here is called ALO Easy Mail Newsletter. Recently updated 6 days ago, so they're keeping it developed. It's been downloaded 129,000 times, pretty decent amount. And so they've got some pretty good directions around it. Their website's got some good FAQs and some developer information and a couple of forums. So it's got a decent community around the plugin so far. And what it's great for is, you know, it's for writing, sending newsletters and gathering and dealing with subscribers for your newsletters. And one of the things I was looking for was some simple way of getting your subscribers, for your subscribers to be able to unsubscribe, because unfortunately it does happen and they need an easy way to do it besides emailing you and telling you to come off the list. The other thing I wanted was to have at least some minimal stats for tracking when the newsletter goes out, so you can see how many went out, how many failed, and how many have been opened, looked at, that sort of thing, basic stats. Combine this with other stats programs, you get everything. The other thing I was hoping for, which was something that allowed it to use custom post types, which is what this one does, to use custom post types for creating the newsletters. So that way it keeps the newsletters in their own section separate. But the nice thing about it is they got a piece inside the custom post types, which allows you to go grab any post or page content and plop it into the newsletter with just pieces of short code and then send it out. So as I was doing this, set up, it takes a little bit of time to get it set up and configured. It's not the quickest thing, but it is rather easy and straightforward. I only had a couple of small quirks with it. Like, I needed to import not a huge email list. This is a client, they're building their website up and they've got an email list they'd been using Outlook for managing. So it only had, a few hundred folks. But I needed to import that. And of course, the CSV file on this one, the importation setup was a little different than most of them I dealt with. Most of them are standard comma separated. This one uses semicolon separated. And Outlook doesn't export like that, so I had to go in and do some modifications to the CSV file before I could import it properly. It took me a little bit of extra time there. The other nice thing about this one is it uses, of course, as most things do, you can use the regular cron, the WP cron job for running the cron for delivering, and it will deliver them in batches of, as few as you want or as many as you want. Basically, you want to set your batches to be below 100, because a lot of ISPs, if you start sending out more than 100 emails at a time, they shut you down. And it sends them out in batches of 5 minutes, but you can, if you want to have it done properly, you can set up a proper cron job to manage the sending of the newsletter, which is very nice. So all in all, I found it to be a pretty decent plugin, set up nice and easy, and it provided everything I was looking for, plus a couple of other bonuses in that it has themes for its newsletter. You can use it, it's got several templates you can use for the newsletter. Modify or create your own template so you can get the exact template you want for your newsletter going out.
Nice.
Which was very important too. So all in all, aside from it sets it up, takes a while to set up, it still provided so many essentials, what I needed. This is a great plugin, and it gets the ever lovely 5 dragons for this one, because it's very nicely done.
I am going to try this one out on something tonight.
I'm actually going to be replacing I'm going to replace it on one of my clients' websites where we've been running WP Mail, or MailPress, I should say, and we've been having some issues with it for the last couple of emails or newsletters he sent out, so I've actually been actively looking for a replacement for that, and I think I finally found it here.
So. Now, the only question I have is, because it uses, you still have to use short codes, right, in the newsletter itself?
No, you can actually, I tested it by just dumping text in there. It's a regular text editor in the newsletter area.
So it won't, but you're still going to have to physically construct the newsletter, correct?
Yeah, you still physically construct a newsletter. You can use short codes to bring the information over from other posts so you don't have to recopy the content.
Okay, so do you do that by post ID, or do you just say, give me the latest post in
Actually, it's got a button there that you click it, and it gives you a drop-down list of all your posts to choose from.
I see. Now, an opportunity for improvement for this would be, okay, in this part of the newsletter, grab the latest post from my candy category.
I think it offers short code to do that.
Okay.
It had a long list of short codes that you can drop in there to pull content from different places.
Yeah, and then the only other thing I'd like to see is triggers, so that if I've got 6 windows here of content that I need to throw out in a newsletter, when all 6 are filled with new content, send it. That would rock.
That would be interesting. I don't think it has that, because you still have to manually create the newsletter. It doesn't have an automatic.
Not lazy enough. I might have to pull a dragon out of that one.
Oh, well. So that's all I've got for this week.
Yeah, that's it for me. My bucket's completely empty.
And I do already have a few in the queue for next week because I've been nicely busy this week and trying to knock out a couple of websites so I can go over to Vancouver and watch Coldplay this weekend.
Awesome. That's cool.
So that way I can take a day off and enjoy myself. My wife's taking me to Coldplay.
Nice. Well, just in closing here, I'd like to encourage everybody out there to participate on our website, which is WPPluginsA2Z.com. And click the SpeakPipe button, leave us a message, just like you heard those folks from down under here in the show today. And if you can, reach out and let us know if you're looking for a particular plugin. Let us know if there's something about the show that you like, dislike. We'll take all criticism with a grain of salt.
Always, right? With a grain of salt, and if I really don't like it, well, I'll just bite back just for fun. Challenge for folks out there, come on, don't let the Aussies keep beating you. We've got more stuff coming from Australia than anywhere else in the globe right now. Come on, folks, wake up. We know we got a lot of listeners in the States. Challenge for you folks, get on there and beat the Aussies. Leave us some messages.
Either that, or it sounds like the folks in Perth may want to sponsor John and I to come for a new WordCamp meetup somewhere down there, right?
That'd be fantastic. I've never been to Australia.
Yeah, me neither. Me neither. So think about that, guys. Get a pool. Get a collection.
My daughter's been there. So anyway, we've got coming up in future shows, those affiliate plugins are still on my list to do. Some decent comments to do, and of course any lazy plugins are always on our table. And don't forget to rate us at iTunes, blueberry.com, and any place else you can find us on the web. And that's all I got.
Yeah, and how can the folks find us on the web, John?
You can find me on my website, johnoverall.com. Follow me on Twitter at Ankansu, or find me on Facebook at facebook.com/johnoverallcom. Or you can email me at dragon@wppluginsa2z.com.
And me, Marcus Couch, you can find at my website, which is marcuscouch.com, soon to have some new content on it. I don't know what my problem is. I got to start writing. You can find me on Twitter at Marcus Couch and facebook.com/Marcus Couch. But please identify yourself. I'm getting weird requests from people I don't know. So it's like, and then I see them in a WordPress group. I'm like, oh, that's where that's from. So you can also email me right on the site. It's marcus@wppluginsa2z.com.
Excellent. All right, so that's all we've got. And we've got a new piece to take us out of here.
Yep.
Thanks for listening to WordPress Plugins from A to Z. This show is copyright 2012, all rights reserved by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourself a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.